get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Golhar. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Golhar is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to Think Realty Radio. I'm excited today because we get to talk about one of my most favoritest, that's right, I make up words on the show, it happens, let's roll with it, my most favoritest topics of all time, outsourcing. And more specifically, kind of creating business processes as you're going on your real estate investing journey so you can maximize on the amount of time you spend on your business. As many of you business owners and entrepreneurs know, there's a very big difference between spending time and investing time in the business and on the business. And for most of us, you know who you are. You'll spend more time in the business, and then you'll look back and think, well, geez, I should have spent more time on the business. Well, good news for you guys and gals out there. VAs, virtual assistants, are on the topic of discussion today. It's one of the biggest topics that you need to know about. If you're already not utilizing them, well, I'm going to encourage you to do so. And so will my guest. His name is Bob LaChance. He's the CEO of Reva Global, REVAGlobal.com. Check him out. And let's get started on this topic of virtual assistants. I'm interested to see what his thoughts are and how we can properly integrate VAs into our business model. Bob, welcome to the show.
Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Abhi.
You got it. My pleasure. Tell us a little bit about who you are and what you do.
Absolutely. Well, my name is Bob LaChance. Like you said, I'm the CEO of Reva Global. I've been in the real estate industry since 2004. I started my first virtual assistant company back in 2014. So I've been in the industry for a long time in the real estate industry, from rehabbing to the short sale industry to wholesaling to coaching programs to, creating a product, selling it on stage, and creating a virtual assistant company. So I've been I've been around for a long time. I've seen a lot of shifts in the market. So that's just a long and short of my story.
Gotcha. And if I understand, you used to be a professional hockey player. Tell me about that.
I did actually back in, this is a long, now you're dating me. Now everyone knows my age. So I actually played about 8 years, 8 years professional, 4 years here in the United States and 4 years in Europe, which is a great time. I retired in 2004 and I just had my first son and I was playing in Europe. And, I decided that now is the time to, hang up my skates and join the real world. So it's been a good run. The transition from the real world, or which is ice hockey, which is the fake world, I do have to say, because you're in fantasy land, to the real world, was interesting in and of itself, because there's no preparation for, going from professional hockey to whatever next path you choose, which for me, it was real estate investing.
Gotcha. And there are a lot of athletes too, and I'm not going to segue too much, but there are a lot of athletes as well that may be listening and you're thinking, well, how do I pretty much invest my money in real estate? Because it's something that you're hearing about. And I'd ask and encourage everybody to really follow Bob's story, because it's really interesting on how specifically athletes make their investing decisions. Many of us, many of you, I'm not an athlete. I wish I was. I'm just not tall enough or strong enough. I see a 5-pound dumbbell at the gym and I'm like, ha, no, not going to do it. But there are a lot of athletes out there that are just taking advice from people that don't invest appropriately. So I would highly encourage those folks to get engaged, understand what it means to really invest in real estate, and then start pulling the trigger on these things, but make sure that you understand your investing methodology and mindset first. So that being said, Bob, certainly appreciate you being on the show and sharing a little bit of that insight and your story with us. Help me understand your inspiration for creating REVAGlobal.com.
Absolutely. The funny thing is when, as real estate investors, the years, as we go on each and every year, we start looking at some of the things that we've done wrong in the past, some of the pain points in our businesses. So if you're a wholesaler, maybe a pain point in your business is, you know, you need more time in your day. If you're a rehabber, same thing. You're out there, you're chasing the next deal, you're managing contractors, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, through the years, I've noticed a number of things, and also coaching many students. I'm part of an organization, coaching organization, and I've had the privilege to coach over 10,000 individuals, real estate investors. And I noticed there's one common theme, and that is time. So for us in our day, that's one resource that we cannot recreate. Yeah, you know, you could always make more money, but you can't get your time back. So, you know, through the years, I was always looking for a service, a product, or something that would actually allow us to get our time back. And then 2013, I got introduced to the virtual assistant world, and it wasn't in real estate investing space. It was mostly in the real estate agent space. So I saw an opportunity. I saw a void in the market to where we could add it into our education space. What I mean by that is, you know, my background of training and mentoring, we could create a training platform for real estate investors and also for real estate virtual assistants. I'm calling them real estate virtual assistants, but it's virtual assistants. So I started working with virtual assistants out of the Philippines, and the need and the opportunity I saw was, hey, you know what? Let's actually create a training platform for the VAs, and we can match up U.S. investors to the tasks that are needed through the, you know, 15 years that I've been in real estate investing. So that's the origination of it.
So there are a lot of things that go into having a VA really be productive for you. So I will get into that a little bit later during the show. But there are a lot of VA companies out there, Bob. What makes Reva Global, REVAGlobal.com, so unique?
You know, that's a great question. A lot of companies are like the virtual assistant in the virtual assistant space. They're a warehouse of resumes. So what happens is they just put resumes out there from different individuals with different skill sets all over the map. And what we have to do here is we have to sift through all of those resumes, look to see the skill set that we need, because you got to look at it. If you want an admin VA that's going to be doing, you know, just paperwork for you, that's a way different skill set than someone you want on the phones. Yep. So what we've created is a kind of a proprietary, unique process on sifting through all of those VAs, interviewing all of those VAs, and setting up client interviews with the clients that are looking for our service. And we attach that to a training platform that we created for the real estate industry.
Interesting. So I do want you to kind of lay that process out a little later as well, because if I'm interested in building a portfolio, if I'm interested in making money in real estate, if I'm interested in building wealth with real estate, there's only so much time in the day, and I only have so many brains, and I only have so many hands. So I can't do everything, and I learned that lesson very early on. I wanted to be the guy that was putting good content on social. Is that required? Absolutely. I also wanted to be the guy that was vetting all the deals. I also wanted to be the guy that was speaking with all the sellers. I also wanted to be the guy that was raising all the capital, making the deals happen, connecting with the title companies, connecting with the real estate attorneys, doing all the advertising. That gets very stressful very fast. And then you realize, unless you have some type of machine that can duplicate yourself exactly, that's not going to happen. So we need to incorporate other people into our lives so that they can help us. And really, at the end of the day, too, you're creating an opportunity, a job opportunity for somebody to really be of assistance for you. So I think that's a really wonderful thing. That being said, we've got to go to break, Bob. When we come back, let's start breaking down this process and framework a little bit and really understand what kind of data your business can track and how much time can really be saved here using VA. So that and a lot more with Bob LaChance, CEO of Reva Global, when we come back. Got questions for me? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. I'll see you in a second.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Abhi Golhar after these messages.
We'll be right back.
Attention real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Real estate notes give you immediate cash flow without tenants, repairs, or property taxes. With PaperSourceOnline.com, you buy a note, you become the banker, you decide how much interest you'll earn, and bankers never get phone calls from tenants. How do you get started? Take the free e-course by Bill Mancaro of The Paper Source. Bill's been buying notes for over 30 years. Bill has the heart of a teacher and wants you to succeed. Sign up for Bill's free e-course now at PaperSourceOnline.com. That's PaperSourceOnline.com.
Would you like to know the easiest way to create wealth and passive income with real estate? Now you can access the best deals without the stress or hassle of having to find, renovate, or manage them. Narada Real Estate Investment saves you time by providing you with professionally managed income properties in the best U.S. markets. Learn more at PassiveRealEstateGuide.com and download your free copy of The Ultimate Guide to Passive Real Estate Investing. Simply visit PassiveRealEstateGuide.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
We're back, Think Realty Nation. It's your host, Abhi Golhar. My guest today is Bob LaChance, the CEO of RevaGlobal.com. So we've been talking about VAs. And I feel, Bob, I understand the importance of VAs. I use VAs, virtual assistants, in my business every day. But there are many business owners out there, whether they're using VAs or not, they may not fully understand the framework. They may not fully understand the data that should be tracked or that can be tracked. They may not fully understand the amount of time that you can save real estate investors by implementing and using a VA. Can you talk to some of these things for me and maybe help me bring some color to this picture?
Absolutely. And I break it down to a simple five-step process. In real estate investing, you got the first step is marketing. Second step is lead intake. Third step is deal analysis. Fourth step is offer contracts. And then finally, the last step is selling. So it's the same thing, whether you're an investor or an agent, same five-step process that you look into. So I break it down into the tasks that we as real estate investors can outsource. So let's first look at marketing. First, we need, and you said it before, we all need a social media presence. And the reasons why I say presence, it doesn't matter at the beginning what kind of content you send out. You want to be present. So for the newer investors, as you obviously grow with your business, the content 100% makes a difference. But at the beginning, you know, you got to look at this. The end result of us having a presence online is when, what's the first thing that happens when someone looks up my name, they're going to look on social media. They're going to look up my business name on social media. So if we're not posting anything, then that means that we're really not doing business, or the perception is we're not doing business. And the challenging thing that we have in this world now is perception's reality, right? So how I perceive what I see online of you and your business is reality. So we do, and what I always recommend you use a VA for, is to post every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Weekends, you could give your VA the days off, but they post every single day. It just gives you another tool, another credibility tool, where private lenders maybe looking, they may be searching your name. They want to make sure that when you post, the perception of you doing business, it gives them confidence now to lend you money. That's just one example. The other examples of some tasks that you could outsource, outbound dialing. Your VA could download a list, they could skip trace that list, and they could outbound dial to gauge seller motivation. That would be another example. You have a lot of wholesalers on your podcast, so, or on your radio show, sorry, that will be looking at, all right, how do I build a buyer's list? You could do the Google system. You could do the Craigslist system. You could do LinkedIn. And what I mean by that is you could have, and this is what I do in my office, we have our VAs go to LinkedIn. They just did this one, so this is a perfect one. I live in Connecticut. Go to LinkedIn, join all of the local LinkedIn groups in real estate investing. Mm. And so one of them was Connecticut Real Estate Association. So we all know the groups that are in the RIA groups, or the individuals that are in the RIA groups, are real estate investors, typically, or they want to be in real estate, or they're lenders, et cetera, et cetera. So they're professionals there. So I have my VA go in, join the group, scrape all of their, and once they're in the group, they scrape all the contact information from the actual individuals, and then I have them, same thing, same concept with outbound dialing to gauge seller motivation. They outbound dial to gauge, if it's a buyer's list, what type of properties they're looking to buy, what areas, how are they getting financed, how quick they could close, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So that would be another example of what tasks you can actually do on the marketing side of building a buyer's list. And there's a whole laundry list. I know we don't have, I could talk to you, you know, we could talk for hours upon hours, but
yeah. And I think the perspective that you can continue to offer as we continue to talk on the show here today is some of these tasks that VAs can really do well with. And I struggled with that initially, right? I'm like, okay, what do I do? Do I have to create a process for a process for a process? Like, how does this work? How do I train a VA? Will they understand me? All of these things are really interesting and sometimes can be limiting in nature for somebody that wants to hire a VA. And so I do want to dive into that in a little bit, though. What kind of data should I expect to be reported back to me from a VA?
You know, we do an end-of-day report. We have all our VAs report start-of-day and end-of-day report. So when you get set up, the most important thing to do is say, okay, what kind of results do you want out of your VA? Because I get this, it doesn't matter if you're a brand-new investor or a seasoned investor. I go through the same thing. Mm-hmm. They ask, all right, you know, what exactly do VAs do? So to go back to what you were saying prior to that, and I say, okay, well, what is your biggest pain point in your business? It's almost like a consultant call, right? Mm-hmm. And then you say, okay, if you want your VA to do, as an example, outbound dialing, engage seller motivation. So what you start to look at is how many calls you made and how many appointments you set, right? There's different numbers that you as an investor want. So we gauge and we anchor to whatever you want as an investor, the end results. And that's how we look at the stats and the data to see if your VA is doing the job that you want them to do. So it's very, very simple and very easy. It's what you want your VA to do up front and what type of results you have, and we track them throughout the process.
So it's not like if I train a VA, they won't get back to me about what was done. It's very clear, black and white. This is what the VA did. Here's the amount of time, for example, if that's something that I want to have tracked, I can have tracked. And then I can help them optimize their time a little better and adjust to the needs of my real estate investing business. Am I kind of following you on that?
Yeah, and that's one that's kind of funny you brought that up, because that is one of the fears. And I know this is what I actually experienced when I used other companies before I started my company, where a VA would actually start with me and then all of a sudden they would be gone.
Right.
And I wouldn't have a manager to call, which we did in our company. We implemented a management system to where we have a manager that each client could call to if they're dissatisfied with their VA or they're happy with their VA, they want to give bonuses, et cetera. So we set up a second layer for each and every one of our clients, as well as if they want to add on another VA, we take care of all the hard work by sifting resumes, setting up client interviews, which are with VAs, et cetera. So that was actually a really, really good point that you brought up.
Gotcha. So from what I understand, I can track data. I can really optimize for my business. And I can outsource some of the tasks that are like $10 an hour tasks, right? Like, I don't need to be in the business answering emails and things like this. That's something that if it's a standard response, for example, if you're connecting with home sellers or homeowners and you're sending out mailers and they respond to you and they say, well, hey, tell me a little more about your business. You have standard templates that are copy and paste for this VA. And these templates are templates that you put together, right? Like, you write the templates and then you tell the VA, if this type of email comes in, send them this email. Email A. If this type of email comes in, send them email B, email C, email D. So essentially, what you're doing is you're creating a business process. You're creating a process map for these people to follow, and they are very awesome soldiers, and they'll do exactly that. They have the creativity. They know how to apply things. They can solve problems. All you have to do is empower them. So we got to go to break. When we come back, we'll start talking a little bit about Bob's favorite markets and what's different about the market he's currently investing in than other markets, etc. So we'll gauge a little bit of that market news, market information there as well, and continue on this road of empowering VAs to power your business. Get in touch with Bob LaChance at RevaGlobal.com. Questions for me, ThinkRealtyRadio.com. And you know what? We have Think Realty Magazine as well. Check it out at Barnes & Noble. I'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Are successful investors turning for the latest news, trends, and insights in real estate? Think Realty Magazine. Sign up for your investor-level membership at thinkrealty.com today to start receiving Think Realty Magazine delivered to your door and inbox every month. Boost your competitive advantage with news from the nation's leading investors, market updates, the hottest investment strategies, and more. Take the next step toward building more wealth. Sign up today at thinkrealty.com.
National Real Estate Insurance Group is the industry leader in providing coverage customized for investors. We insure occupied, vacant, and renovation properties across all 50 states, can combine all properties on one schedule, and offer convenient pay-as-you-go monthly billing. Visit NREIG.com today for your free custom proposal. That's National Real Estate Insurance Group at NREIG.com or call 888-741-8454, 888-741-8454.
Savvy investors make use of smart savings. Think Realty Radio listeners, you have the opportunity to save smart with Sherwin-Williams Paint. Sign up for your free Think Realty membership now and activate discounts to save up to 50% off of select Sherwin-Williams Paint. Rehabbers, investors, property managers, this is your opportunity to save big for your next project. Start saving up to 50% now. Go to thinkrealty.com/paint and then click discounts.
Need a fast, reliable decision-making tool in today's real estate landscape? Renfax combines real estate expertise and data to deliver decision-making tools for real estate pros. Investors, lenders, or property managers, Renfax can determine rents and reliability of income for specific neighborhoods, forecast gross and net income in seconds. Find out how Renfax can predict and compare how demographics, economics, crime, and other location factors affect the stability of your rental with a risk score. Go to RenfaxPro.com. RenfaxPro.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
All right, we're back, Think Realty Nation. It's Avi Golhar. My guest today is Bob LaChance from RevaGlobal.com, the big cheese and head honcho over there. Bob, quick question for you. When it comes to the strategies that a company needs to have to really grow long-term, what are the top three that you recommend?
You know, it's funny, I look at that every single year, and this year our three main strategies are, number one is long-term strategic partners. Okay. You know, we partner with different property management companies, RIA groups, CRMs, customer relationship management tools that have investors. We're doing a partnership with Think Realty as well. Yep. On our VA side. So I think it's really, really important for any company, no matter what, is to look at how you're going to grow at the beginning of the year. And for you know, for me in my industry, I've been involved in this industry for a long time and have some fantastic friends, fantastic contacts that are established in the industry that have individuals that could really, really benefit by our service. So that's one of the reasons I look at that one. I do a lot of studying. I listen to a lot of podcasts, watch a lot of documentaries, and this one really came to light. If you ever watched the Becoming Warren Buffett in 2017, it's an HBO documentary. That one is really, really good. I got this idea from that because how Warren Buffett and Berkshire Hathaway has their holding company. They own a number. They showed a visual on the number of companies that they own that nobody even knows. So Looking at that model, it's a really, really cool model, and we're implementing that this year. So I think that's one of the things, a great takeaway for every business is just to look to see where your individuals in your space are hanging out and can benefit from your service. So that's the first one. Next one is something that I actually learned from two different podcasts. One's Jocko Willink. And the other one is Andy Frisella, and they actually put them together. Jocko says, and I kind of tweaked it a little bit, but he says, number one, learn it, live it, gift it. So those are his three things that I learned on one of his podcasts. And what I take from that and I implement is what you actually, so if you're brand new in wholesaling, right, you got to learn. I'm a huge advocate of getting educated and finding a mentor. Mm-hmm. So coaching and mentoring, I'm huge. And I know you are too as well. I think it's really, really, really important for everybody to do that. So just taking the learn it, educating yourself, live it. You got to test it, make sure it works, and then gift it, teach it. There's nothing better than teaching to get better at your craft. Now, I actually was listening to a podcast. I have that written on my board. I listened to a podcast this morning by Andy Frisella. Is a 1-2-3 method to marketing. And his was 1, educate, 2, trust, and 3, loyalty. So if you have, and he was talking about social media, it's a really, really good one. And I actually married those two together into a 4-step strategic plan. Number one, when you learn it, obviously you have to learn it, you live it, and then you educate, obviously the gifting of it, there's actually a 5-step process, and then you build trust, and then you build loyalty. That really is what brands are made of today. You know, it's kind of interesting. I look at a lot of things. Avi, you and I met each other, I think, 2 years ago at Think Realty.
That's right.
You know, yeah, and in the progression, like the branding that I noticed, you're absolutely phenomenal at looking at these things. And whether you know it or not, I actually put these together. I'm like, wow, that's you. It was pretty impressive then.
Oh, it's shucks. Really, really good. You're too kind, Bob.
No, but it's a lot of, but you look at a lot of individuals, right? And if you take the step back and really look at how companies grow,
yeah,
and you look at these steps that I just covered, it's pretty phenomenal. Whether it's personal branding, whether it's business growth, whatever it is, it's really those steps. And I think that's something that everybody should implement. And that's one of the strategies I'm implementing this year. Another one is, and the final one is, and this is a little tougher, but it's always staying ahead of the trend. And basically before the market shifts, trying to see ahead of what everything looks like. And the reason why I'm going, and the reason why that one hit me this year is because markets do change, right? And yeah, I'm in the virtual industry. So clients, use our service to obviously save time or make more money. So I break those down into two different categories, which are a better lifestyle or, you know, making more money or growing your business. Those are really the two things that I look at. But getting back to staying ahead of the trend, I learned this back in 06, 07. I had a business partner. We were in the short sale world. And you remember back 06, 07, 08, what was happening, right?
Yeah.
In our market. Yeah. We had, I can't remember the exact number, but we had about 250 short sales we were working on. And the way we actually bought and sold and made money in those days were through simultaneous closings. But what happened is 06, 07, the title company started giving us grief on how we were actually closing our deals. So Pat Precourt was my business partner then, and I do have to give him a shout out, one of my best mentors ever. So we saw this coming, and what we did is we shifted our business model to now create more of a service company for agents and investors, where they paid us 1% of all the closings rather than the big gigantic checks we're getting. So what we did was, is we weathered the storm. We stayed ahead of that trend. So when everyone else was going out of business, we were actually growing. So I think that's a really, really important thing to do. And how you actually do, and how we do that is we listen to podcasts, we go to masterminds, we go to Think Realty, we go to, you know, places that educate ourselves and individuals that are doing business today. And we keep our finger on the pulse to see if there's anything that's changing. So I think it's really, really important. I would highly recommend listening to your radio show, because you have all of this every single day. So it's pretty interesting. And again, it sounds like I'm promoting the show, which I am, obviously, but that's not the point of what I'm saying. I think it's really important. The takeaway is the education in involving yourself with individuals that are in the business, not people that did it 10 years ago and are just, you know, not doing it today. I think that's important.
I agree with everything that you said. I appreciate the plug for the show for sure. I think if we're not paying attention to the objective of the organization, or even let's go even more basic than that, the investing objective that we have, why are we doing all this to begin with, right? Like, why build a company? Why buy residential real estate? Why buy multifamily? If you don't have a basic understanding of this, there's no reason to even proceed forward. But if you do, and you want to grow, then there are ways in which you can make all of that happen. Obviously, RevaGlobal.com is a tool that you should add to your toolbox. Now, you want to have somebody else there that has that work ethic, that quite frankly, when you wake up in the morning, they've already done 115 some odd tasks, whatever it is, and however large you want your team to be. But most importantly, going out and checking out, say, the Think Realty conferences, the best conferences for real estate investing in the country, identifying the masterminds that you should be a part of, going to these meetup groups, going to the RIA events and saying, hey, at the end of the day, I'm here to learn, and I need to be able to track changes and track trends in my industry. If I'm not doing that, again, like not understanding your investment personality, you might as well go home, because you will make mistakes. You will not time the market correctly, and you'll be very similar. You'll find yourself in a very similar position to being the person that purchased 100 horses the day that Henry Ford's car came out, right? You don't want to be that person. So, that being said, we're jumping into the last segment of Think Realty Radio. We'll be talking about predictions for 2019. Any trends? Okay, we just talked about trends. Any trends that Bob is seeing in the real estate investing space for 2019? And of course, how to stay focused and really get geared up for the rest of this year. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Don't miss the Real Estate Note event of the year. The Paper Source Note Symposium is 3 days of learning and networking with the most experienced note investors on the planet. Discover how to buy non-performing and other real estate notes. Meet keynote speaker Eddie Wilson, president of Think Realty Radio, at the Paper Source Note Symposium, April 11th through the 13th in Las Vegas. Visit papersourceseminars.com right now and enter the discount code ThinkRealty for $50 off your ticket. That's papersourceseminars.com.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Renter's Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renter's Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renter's Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Attention, real estate investors. Join the nation's top pros in residential and commercial investing in Baltimore at the Think Realty Conference and Expo, April 6th and 7th. Network with industry leaders and service providers and learn how to earn a higher return on your real estate investments. The Think Realty Conference and Expo in Baltimore, April 6th and 7th. Text radio to 96270. That's radio to 96270. Or visit thinkrealty.com/Baltimore to register. We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Abhi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi. We're back. You're listening to Think Realty Radio. The last 10 minutes of the show, you get all the gold nuggets right here. I'm super excited to do all of that for you. My guest today, Bob LaChance with RevaGlobal.com. He's the CEO. He's an investor as well. He understands what it takes to invest properly. Bob, we've talked about a lot during the show today. We've talked about VAs, why they're important, the type of data that VAs can track, and how Riva Global reports that back to me as a person that will hire a VA via RevaGlobal.com, the tasks that virtual assistants can potentially do for me, and also the five areas in which all real estate investors really need to live and how VAs can help support those roles. For example, one, marketing, two, lead intake, three, deal analysis, four, offer and the contract piece, and then five, of course, exiting that deal and selling the property. I want to talk a little bit about where you feel 2019 is going to be. We're a little bit through it right now. What does your gut tell you? You go to a lot of masterminds. You probably attend more masterminds than I do because I'm doing radio all the time. So help educate me and our listeners of your gut feeling for the rest of this year in terms of real estate investing activity.
Yeah, you know, I'm seeing the first thing that I'm seeing is that, you know, more of us investors are tapping into more online lead generation websites, right? So we're really looking at those sites that are shooting out leads and where those leads are originating from, because our business no matter what industry it is, businesses are built on leads, right? Mm-hmm. Without leads, we got nothing. So we could be the best fulfillment company in the world, but if your marketing and lead generation is not there, no matter what industry you're in, you go through some big time challenges. So that's one of the things I'm seeing, where individuals are tapping into online lead generation websites. And what I'm seeing is some of the challenges that they're having is they don't have back end help. What I mean by that is, once you have, you know, it's kind of like the same story I told you about outbound dialing and how we use VAs in our business to follow up. So first and foremost, you know, you get a lead in. The lead comes in, you need someone to outbound dial. Yep. Let's say your top sales guy, your acquisition guy or gal, outbound dials, calls that individual, and they talk to him once. You know, industry average is you got to touch somebody 5 to 7 times before you get a sale, right? Mm-hmm. Before somebody sells. Are you seeing the same trend?
I'm seeing the same trend, especially right now in a seller's market. Yeah, I mean, you're talking about multiple yellow letters or multiple deliveries to an address, multiple phone calls, multiple great conversations. It can't be subpar anymore. It has to be excellent 110% of the time.
Yeah, and that's exactly what we're seeing, the same thing. So whether you mix in direct mail, online, Facebook marketing, outbound dialing, we're seeing it between 5 to 7. This is the trend that I'm seeing, 5 to 7 touches to get a yes, I want to sell my house. Mm-hmm. So just looking at that, the void there is adding in, you know, what we do is we add in a virtual assistant to do outbound dials on our, we call it a follow-up system. So there's some very, very good feedback from not only myself, but some of my colleagues and investors nationwide on plugging in and filling that void. So I would say that is one of the trends. Another trend is actually clients are in need of more. We touched upon this already about local presence and individuals not having a local presence, because the presence of how we perceive each other online, I don't want to go into the whole details that we went into before, but is this something that, Avi, you're seeing as well, as not, if you don't have a local presence, somebody else jumps ahead of you?
That is such, you hit the nail right on the head. Not only that, but if you also don't have an online presence that tells other folks that you are local, you're also going to lose the game, right? So it's no longer acceptable just to have a website with static information. You need a blog. If you're in 5 different cities, great. Talk about the amazing things of each city and let folks know that you're part of it, right? If you have a team member there, or if you, quite frankly, if you're buying there, you should be traveling to these cities. Like, take a selfie next to one of the good eatery places, and like at the next pub or something like that, to let folks know that you're in the area, and then you geotag it on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, and then you can write a little post about it saying, hey, I was just touring this city, and here are some amazing neighborhoods that I found. And if you're a content geek like Bob and I are, then you'll do a podcast, an audio show, some type of radio show, maybe a video, upload the video to YouTube. And now all of a sudden, exactly, Bob, you are the king of that local area, because people are now saying, wow, of course, I'm seeing Bob in Nashville. I'm seeing him in Birmingham. I'm seeing him in Atlanta. I'm seeing him in Dallas. I mean, that's really good, good stuff.
Yeah. And it's consistent. So what you said was really, really important. I hope everyone or nobody missed this, but it's consistency. So what you could do is marry the two things, what Avi, you just talked about, and what a VA can do for you, which is, we could, this is very easy. I'll give the map. Set up a calendar Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Now, if you post every day, the first thing we're all thinking is, well, what do I post? Well, it's very simple. You could post, you know, you could set up different themes for every day. Motivational Monday, Terrific Tuesday. And on Tuesday, well, on Monday, that's very simple. You could send out a link of a motivational speaker or speech that you found on YouTube. Great idea. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of other sites out there as well. Tuesday, Terrific Tuesday. Let's make that up, right? It could be a positive quote you saw there's a lot of quote sites you could, and what you could do is take that quote, you could put it on an image and put your branding, because what you're doing is you're giving credit to that source anyway with your brand on it. That's something a VA could do as well. Wednesday could be, I don't know, National News Wednesday, Thursday Local News Wednesday, and then Leadership Friday as an example. But those are some things, those are some things that you could post on top of, so that right there gives you the presence. And Avi, what you just said with geo-targeting and tagging, et cetera, would just put your credibility through the roof.
Totally. If you have the opportunity, if you had the opportunity to take notes just on what Bob said right now, it is gold. If you missed it, no big deal. I got your back. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, click play on this episode, and then fast forward maybe to like the 42nd minute, or maybe the 40th minute, and really catch some of this stuff. And at the end of the day, all of this comes down to one thing: authority. It comes down to you being the authority in your market and other people getting you deals. It's the exact same way that it works in a business, right? If you're selling, say, plumbing services, you want people to believe that you are the best, period.
How are you the best? Well, you offer the best value, the best service, the best product, the best price, the best information, the best education, the best customer service, the best tech, the best everything of everything. It's the exact same way in this space. The only way that you can make that happen, though, is with somebody doing it for you. Because you, as a business owner, need to focus on the bigger picture. And unlike school, right, you can cheat. And cheating is encompassed in one word, teamwork. That's not a big deal. Remember? I mean, I remember that. Grade school, I used to take exams in teams. That was called cheating. Here, it's normally okay.
That's how I get by school, so I can relate.
I was the guy that said, hey, I'll give you the answers to questions 1 through 5 if you give me 6 through 10. And then I did the reverse for the people 6 through 10 and 1 through 5. Then I got my homework done and like lickety split. No big deal. Bob, thanks so much for jumping on the air with me. I appreciate it. What's the best way that our listeners can get in touch and get a VA?
You could definitely check out our website at www.revaglobal.com. So that's revaglobal.com. Or you could email me direct at bob@revaglobal.com.
Awesome. Bob, thanks again so much. It was really helpful getting the insights not only on where you see the market, but most importantly, how you can scale your business. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Think Realty Nation, just because the show is over does not mean that your education stops here. Check out revaglobal.com. Get in touch with me at thinkrealtyradio.com. Pick up a copy of the magazine at Barnes & Noble, conveniently titled Think Realty Magazine. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Abhi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind, online at thinkrealtyradio.com.